This is your boy, Timmy Two Times.
Hello, hello. This is Heidi.
Hey, everybody. It's Jeremy, and welcome to our world.
Well, hello, Mr. Saul. What do you have for us today?
I don't know what's going on right now, but...
Hey, I got to change it up a little bit.
So this week, we're going to cover a range of topics that I think is going to keep you guys a little bit entertained. First, we're going to talk about the immigration issue that is heating up this week. Over the weekend, ICE conducted raids to deport 2,000 illegal immigrants that received final notification orders by courts to leave the country. Also during the weekend, around 100 anti-ICE protesters gathered at an Aurora, Colorado federal facility that holds illegals. The protesters pulled down the American flag and replaced it with the Mexican flag. Bad move, not good.
So are they now Mexican concentration camps?
I know, right? So
what country do we live in again?
My message to them is, if you're trying to appeal to the regular American, this is not it, folks. By the way, did you guys see the video post of that girl having a total meltdown?
Funniest shit I've ever seen.
Yeah, we'll watch it in a little bit. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and her squad of tards are in an all-out hold my beer tweet war with President Trump after he essentially told them to go fix their countries first before they complain about America. So Democrats unanimously rushed to condemn President Trump's statements. But he doubled down by telling the Democrats to leave America if they hate this country so much. These radical minority leftists have been using their race and skin color as a shield to hide behind while they launch hateful attacks against our country. And thank God we have a president with a backbone to call them out, right? Okay, this final topic we're going to talk about, they're calling it Storm Area 51. They can't stop all of us.
Nothing could possibly go wrong with that idea.
So this is a Facebook event that has 1.4 million people that have RSVP'd already. They plan to Naruto Ninja run into the compound and demand that the feds show them the aliens, right? So here's our PSA to them. Don't do this.
Don't do this, you idiots.
If you go, whatever happens to you, you deserve it, right? Whatever happens, happens.
Yes, whatever pieces they can find of you when you're done.
Rumor is Uber rates are going to skyrocket to anyone heading out.
So they do realize this is in the middle of the desert in September. Right. It's not like it's like cold out there, number one.
No, yeah. It's...
Number two.
It's going to take place in September, September the 20th. And I think we should live broadcast this, guys.
Part of me wants to do that because not for nothing. My God. Don't get me started. Anyways, it's too early to get me started.
We'll get started later.
The memes on this are hilarious, by the way. We're going to cover some of them.
We were sending a bunch of them the whole time.
All right, folks. I'm your host, Saul, and we'll cover all that and more on this episode of The Salty Show.
Did you just go,
oh my God.
All right.
My boy wasted.
Heidi, what is going on?
Not a lot.
What kind of crazy news?
I know you crazy news chronicle.
Yeah, she has crabs.
I do.
What?
He laughs.
We do have crabs. Mm-hmm. We actually have invasion of land crabs at Florida home.
Another fucking Florida goddamn thing. What the fuck? What is wrong with Florida?
Jesus.
It's crabs.
What is wrong with Florida?
So, wait. What's going on? Crabs so, where?
Yes, all right.
All right. So, here we go. So, it was the invasion of the land crabs. That's how one Florida homeowner described an influx of the crustacean seeking refuge at his house in Port St. Lucie last week. Oh, my goodness. I saw all those crabs and I said, wow, Dan told WPTV on Friday of the creatures. Friday of the creatures.
Double entendre.
In a video posted online. I'm just reading verbatim from what, you know, Don said here. So Scovern says they were rained out of their holes following heavy rains that hit the area. So the crabs are coming out of the holes.
Yeah, the crabs are coming out of the wet holes.
Context.
Yes. Yeah.
This is very important that we keep this in mind.
The crabs come out at night.
The crabs come out of their wet holes.
Oh, no.
That's what it says.
They're a good 6 to 7 inches long.
Wow, that's a really moist hole that is coming out of.
That's an infestation, man.
Jesus.
Okay.
They were a pretty good size with real big claws. Real big claws is what the homeowner has shared. I do have some pictures, actually.
Oh, Jesus.
A nice little video. They really are. They're climbing up the screen. So if you've been to
Florida. Oh, my God.
That's
like a real king crab.
Yeah. This isn't a joke.
Oh.
It's all over the news between Fox and ABC. And they really are coming out of everywhere.
That's I like how you had to put your glasses on, by the way.
Oh, come on, I'm blind.
And they're taking over. And they're taking over Florida.
God damn it.
Weather brought them in.
Is this a normal thing, though? I mean, is it like a
every
10-year kind of a thing?
I don't know. We, Connor and I lived there for, 8 years? I've never seen anything like this.
We're
crawling up the screen, pull screen enclosures, and it's pretty serious.
Next thing you know, you're going to have freaking sharks on land, man, trying to get their food.
Sharknado 12. Yeah. Sharknado 12, Tim rants about Florida.
Oh, right? Jesus.
So they're, weather's pulled them out.
Florida does look like a little crooked dick on the side of the map. Just throwing that one out there. If you put two little balls at the bottom, it's like a little crooked dick.
We lost the half.
Oh my gosh, right. There we go.
And demonetized.
Okay, what else is going on besides the crab infestation?
Okay, so photographer shares wedding photo ruined by iPhone user. You took this moment away from the bride.
Who cares? Say that again? Wait, say that again.
So apparently as father and bride were coming down the aisle, an iPhone came popping out into their picture and the family photo for the bride to look at ended up. But she's going, like, they're going viral with this. They've been griping about it across.
Over it.
Yeah.
Jesus.
See, okay. This is when we have first world problems. When this is viral news, that ain't news.
Okay, let me ask. So, having done weddings myself, I've videotaped weddings. They're all the way up at the altar. They're getting ready to leave.
They're coming down the aisle.
Yeah, exactly. So you have to be prepared. I blame this on the photographer.
Yeah.
Because as a photographer, or like somebody who does photography.
Professional.
You should be prepared for this, because that's why you got to always have two different cameras in two different locations. So either somebody else ruined the other shot that they had, or what's going on?
Right. So the father is walking the bride down. And apparently during that photo, somebody stuck their hand out to get a personal picture.
Wait, so they're walking up to the altar.
They're walking up to the altar. Okay. Right. Yep. But it's become, like I said, as I was saying, Fox News.
I'll be the first one to say that. Are people obsessed with their phones and blah, blah, blah? Yes. But at the same time, I wouldn't be mad at the person who's taking that picture. Is it a family member? Is it somebody who
it's
know?
It's someone in the audience.
Based on the way the article reads and what she posted, she is just addressing to whoever the person was. So it doesn't appear based on the article who it was. Right. It just says, to the girl with the iPhone, not only did you ruin my shot, but you took this moment away from the groom, father of the bride, and the bride. What exactly do you plan on doing with that photo? So this is the photographer.
Well, the photographer saying that?
Ask for the picture.
Okay.
So the photographer's complaining about it. Is the actual bride complaining about it?
Yes, it apparently.
What they should do is calm their fucking panties down.
There you go.
And ask the person that took the picture for a copy of it, because it's probably better than the one that the photographer's doing.
Especially,
and it's going to cost them a shit ton less.
Honestly, Tim, you and I know. We've taken on road trips, and a lot of times, I'll use a professional DSLR camera, a nice, good quality one. And we'll get good pictures, right?
Oh yeah.
But there were so many times when I took video from a phone that was so much better than an actual professional. And I'm just saying, like, there's options. The camera phones that they're making today,
4K,
they're really good. And so that, I just feel like somebody's trying to,
But the fact that it went viral, let's back this up. So anyway, let's back this up. Why is this going viral? Who gives a shit?
Because of
Bridezilla. Like, this is not news. This is like back page type news. Nobody cares.
They had a whole TV show based on Bridezillas, right?
They should be shot. Okay.
Here's what I'm going to say about this. Having recorded quinceañeras, weddings, and all this stuff, dude, as as somebody who's videotaped this, you deal with people that are like, you know, they're just not happy regardless of what you, I mean, like there's,
this is the era we live in. So hello.
But to his point though, whether you're filming, DJing, or anything with quinceañeras, wedding, 50, all of a sudden they feel like, ah, because they're paying for something, but they feel like they could just be extra douchey to you. Yeah. And like, oh, you got to do, shut the fuck up and have a good time.
It's
you
my
know what
special
I mean?
Day. And
like if I play like my neck, my back, lick my pee and my crack, yes, you could be upset at me. But like if I'm playing songs that everybody's having fun with and everything, I'm not going to say the
word. Here's why I think, you know, as somebody who's done this, there were many other instances where the moment was taken, right? Right?
Oh, I've absolutely.
After she passed that person,
there should have been.
What was the photographer doing? Were they not continuing to take pictures?
And it doesn't.
Maybe they thought they got the shot, and they're like, "Oh, I don't need to do this." And I don't know.
Again,
yeah,
I blame that on the photographer because
the photographer should have been.
You know,
prepared for that.
You have 100 pictures, and then as they're coming, you know, and they're at the front, you get that picture. I don't understand why.
I don't know.
They have memory cards that'll hold 1,000 pictures now. Just hold the button down.
They're probably trying to record it so that. Uncle Tim sitting
just
next
wants
to him goes
she
to
just
sleep.
Wants to
you
bitch
can
and moan
watch
about
it later.
Look,
you ruined my day.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, next. You know what? This doesn't warrant any more conversation. Right. Look.
Okay.
Stop being bridezilla. Enjoy your wedding. Fucking live in the moment, not look at pictures, all right? The reason why you need pictures is because you're too busy freaking, oh, hi, everybody. No, I'm paying for this wedding. I'm having a good time. I shouldn't thank you for coming to my wedding. I'm paying for you to be there.
You know, I've seen some weddings of brides that, like, they're not taking the date. You know what I mean? Like, they're enjoying their time. And for me, like, that's a person you want to marry. Not somebody who's like, oh, my God, you ruined my day.
Right.
Really? Right. Come on, stop. You know, it's like, if your day depended on that, then
come on.
Just
sit at a dining room table.
You need to have more to your life.
I knew a photographer. And you when you went into their office, they'd be like, well, you know, if you want, like, family shots or whatever, we'll go out and we'll do these family shots. And it was, you know, something like $100 an hour or whatever. And they're like, well, if you're doing a wedding, it's $1,000. You're doing wedding photos or anything like that, it's $1,000 an hour. And I asked him, like, well, what's the difference? He's all, I have to put up with the bride.
Exactly. That's awesome.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
So there you go. Your wedding pictures wouldn't cost them.
I gotta have a shot like this in the sun. Right. Shut the fuck up. You don't even know what that means. You dumb twat.
Yeah. If you haven't worked on that. Aspect of your personality.
Right, because think about it. If you're the photographer and you take a family out to the park and you take pictures of, you know, the family pictures, and for whatever reason they don't come out, you say, I'm so sorry, let's go out and we'll do it again. Whereas the wedding, you ruined my day.
Right.
So anyways,
it's selfish.
That's what it is. Narcissistic, selfish
sons of a guns.
But anyways, I guess I'm done with that subject. So what else
right.
is on the...
Let's go ahead and try and wrap this up on a fun note, maybe? Yeah,
fun notes,
all you
have
to do is say wedding to German. He's ready to kill someone.
Five summer jobs for those who love naps, pools, and barbecues.
I want that job.
Huh. All combined? Wow.
All right, what is it?
Where do I sign up?
All right. So get a job doing what you love, and you'll never work a day in your life, or so
bullshit.
The old adage states. Yeah. But what if what you love is taking naps, hanging out by the pool, and eating barbecue ribs? Good news. There are jobs out there for you. So we have some companies out here. Number one, mattress firm. They are looking for snooze turns.
Okay.
Connor, perfect job for you.
Houston-based bed company, Mattress Firm, offered a literal dream job this summer for two snooze turns who are proficient in napping regardless of the time of day.
Here's my question to them. Can I bring my CPAP?
I think you're disqualified automatically.
Oh, man. Shut up. I'm just thinking about this because I've had to actually witness this in the car.
Hey, Darth Vader, knock
it
off.
Let me tell you something. We were driving, right? He pulls this thing out, and while we're driving in the middle of the highway, puts it on because I got to put this on. I can't breathe. Middle of the day.
It's a real issue, Tim.
So he
the
puts,
struggle is real.
He puts
thousands
this,
died.
He puts this Darth Vader mask on, right? And he's breathing, and he looks at me. He starts talking to me with it in there. I'm like, what are you doing? And then he proceeds to turn his head to the window, and that just, I lost it. Because he's literally we're driving on the highway, and his face is facing the cars. With this CPAP on. And he's just like, and I'm like, what the f*** are you doing?
No, I mean, if I can't bring it, then forget it. I won't.
So I'm assuming the sleeping and the barbecuing and the other thing, they're
going to be different interns. Jobs. We're going to go through five top ones first.
See, I was looking for something combining it all.
There might be one. We just have to go. So for the snooze turns, they need you to work 30 hours a week. You do have to provide written and video reviews for the social platforms and mattressfirm.com. So apparently you can go out there and find who's doing this news turns.
That's funny.
All right, number two, hotels.com. Pull Hop is what this is called. Accommodation finding website, hotels.com, offered up to $10,000 for Pull Hop to travel the country, researching the most epic hotel swimming pools.
Ooh, I would do that. Do you get paid to travel?
They give you $10,000. I just told you.
I should take a month off of work and do that.
Yeah, the website said that employee would be sent to 6 famous U.S. hotels to spend time lounging by the pool, taking photos for Instagram, and writing reviews for the pool experience.
We're in the wrong business.
So is it for a particular... Oh, this is for hotels.com. So it's just like all different brands, all different everything.
They'll send you out, you up, and give you money.
See, that's what we should do, guys. Start a business and we link up with hotels.com. Don't pay the interns, pay us. We'll go around the country videoing it and Instagramming it.
And podcasting from the suites.
Yeah. why go to work every day when you can go live in luxury?
I'm like, here we are at the pool, so and so, you know, like jumping,
breaching,
cannonball it,
breach well.
Yes.
Yep. So number three, Reynolds Wrap. Chief.
Reynolds
Wrap.
The Saran Wrap company.
Yep. Yes.
Okay, listening. I'm listening.
Chief Grilling Officer. Ooh. The makers of Reynolds Wrap said their chief grilling officer would be paid $10,000 to spend 2 weeks in August, traveling the country to sample different varieties of barbecue ribs from some of the top barbecue rib cities in the country.
$10,000
for 2 weeks?
Why would Reynolds Wrap want to do
that? Because you put aluminum foil on the grill when you barbecue stuff.
Yeah, and it does say the worker would be responsible for sharing photos, techniques, and grilling tips on the Reynolds Kitchen website.
So they're looking for video talent, I guess, right? Because all these people are looking for information that are videos and stuff that they can put on their website.
These
right?
videos look like they're coming off of phones. Probably the iPhone.
Yeah.
Yeah, they need to contact that person who stole the shot.
Yeah, they do show examples of what people are doing for these jobs and how they're satisfying it.
So. Everything's done on a phone now, guy.
Yeah.
You're like, this whole, like, I got to bring 35 cameras on a trip to take a video. No. Yeah,
we were at MMS.
Did I not get some great shots?
Oh, I wanted to kill you that day. Take cameras out and freezing my ass shots. Off.
You're trying welcome.
To kiss my ass.
Well, we were at MMS. They had this whole rig set, the guy's carrying it around. It has like an iPad on it. They're using the video on the iPad.
Stabilizer.
He's got the stabilizer and he's walking around. You know, just obviously you can't see what I'm doing, but it was interesting. Yeah, they don't even use real cameras anymore.
Nope.
Number four, Hush Hush, yacht tester.
Ooh, I want that job.
That's it. So Hush Hush, a London-based luxury store and concierge service, announced earlier in the summer it was seeking a yacht tester to spend a week living on a luxury boat, testing every plug socket, door, bed, shower, tap, everything to make sure that yacht is up to our standards.
Do you get a female with it?
I'm going to tell you what you get, and it's going to give me the money here right now. The tester would then be required to write reviews of each boat, with each review paying $1,300 per review. The company said the candidate could be called upon to test up to 50 yachts in a year, making about $65,000.
That's a great job.
What type of experience do you have to get into something?
These are
like
interns.
This?
These are just like, so you're summer. Not even, okay. You need to be able to sleep.
For something like that, I think you'd want somebody with a little bit of experience, like with
we're in the wrong business, guys.
Somebody who's at least taking a few yachts.
Like a home inspector, right? They're used to checking all the stuff and they know what they're looking
at. They want you to play on
it
to make sure that when you're playing on it, you can review it.
Do they provide playmates?
Well, you're on a yacht. You just pull in the harbor and hop on.
He's like, let's get down to the nitty gritty.
Well, if you got to test the bed, I mean, you got to test the durability. Me sleeping on it and testing the durability.
He wants some yacht groupies.
Mm. Yo.
Yuppies?
I'd be throwing yacht parties. You know what I'm saying?
Some of these you could probably mix and put together and pull together and just think, pull $10,000 for this, $10,000 for that, $65,000.
That's what I'm saying. We can make a lot of money doing this.
Yeah, before you know it, you're making a lot of money.
I'm sorry, what's the company that's doing this?
This is called Hush Hush out of England.
And they do like yacht rentals, or
they build and sell yachts. Hush Hush.
Can you say Hush Hush in an English accent?
No.
Hush, hush.
Hush, hush.
Push, no.
I'd say, oi, matey.
I was actually about to say the same thing. Oi, oi.
Oi, oi. All right.
All right.
Last but not least, last yes, one, sir. Natural light. Natty Light summer intern. Natural Light, a popular beer among the college crowd.
Oh, Natty Light.
Said
okay.
The Natty Light summer intern would be called upon to act as a brand ambassador at various summer events, as well as create viral social media content.
You need a female for that one.
Conduct product search and keep the brand manager apprised of all social media trends. They don't give you a money on this one. The intern's qualifications include meme creation skills, outgoing but annoying, having exceptional social media savvy. Memes. The listing stated confidence is a must and the intern should be just cool. Just
well, cool. That might be me then.
This is the world we belong. This is the world that we're in now, ladies and gentlemen, yeah. Where one of your job qualifications is you have to just be cool.
Know how to meme and be cool.
Son of a cool story, bro.
And who? All right, thank you, Heidi, for that crazy chronicles.
In other news.
So, Storm Area 51, Tim, tell us what's going on here.
A bunch of dum-dums decided that, you know, it probably started as a joke that, hey, we're going to create a petition to storm Area 51 because we want to see aliens and the government needs to tell us and we need to see it so we can take them home.
So it was a Facebook event, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I don't know the whole history behind it. All I know is probably one of the dumbest things I've ever heard in my life. But besides that, somehow this thing is like up over a million people have said that they are registered as going to this event.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So real quick, everybody knows Area 51. Supposedly there's aliens there, Roswell, all that fun stuff. Great. But here's the deal. That is a military.
Go ahead, Tim.
It's a military base, right? Well, or dark side, but they run military exercises there and everything. Yeah. And the Air Force straight up said, look, if you guys come over here, basically the quote was, we will fuck you up. Okay. That's what the article said. So now my question is, and I brought this up as soon as I saw this, I was a little, I'm doing the Trump thing, by the way, I'm doing the Trump thing. Yeah. Anyway, this is my dilemma. If these idiots decide to test the military and try to storm this, do you open fire on them?
Yes.
No. The reason why I'm bringing this up now is because you are now killing American citizens on American soil
for doing stupid shit, and now
the media flips it, right? Well, oh my God, the government is now taking over the people.
I say yes. I think they should carpet bomb anybody who and I'll tell you why. Because what's going to happen is if these people get through and do whatever they want, where's the next event?
Right, where's the stop?
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, America's got to protect its interest. And to me, this is why I say PSA, do not do this.
Terrible idea.
But I hope you televise it because I want to
Facebook stream that
to your idiocy. And I hope, you know, a lot of these, dude, come on. There's a lot of people who are going to this.
3 o'clock in the morning?
They're idiots, homie.
3 o'clock in the morning?
Can you do me a favor? I'll do it too if you do it. Can you mark it as interested? I'm interested in this event.
No, you know what? I was going to do that, but the reason I didn't do that because they're going to put me on some type of mailing list. Yeah. I'm going to get all these conspiracy.
Set up a phony account.
We should all do it. We should all just mark it as interested.
No, well, so you had said, you know, one of you, I forget who brought it up, about shooting American citizens on American soil.
Right.
I think what would happen is if these people do show up, and I seriously doubt that the number that they're talking about are actually going to show up, right? I mean, I'm sure half those people are shut-ins that live in a basement somewhere. But the ones that do show up, really all you need to do is shoot the ground in front of them, and they're not going to go any further. They're going to run scared because...
I hope so.
Not playing around.
You know, because obviously there's a lot of empty land before you get there.
Right.
And I hope what the military does is they do some things to at least deter them from it, right? They send us some.
I'm thinking about the opening comment about being a ninja. The Ruko ninja.
No, you know, that's what I love about this whole thing is that the memes that are coming out are freaking hilarious. Now, as I was scrolling through this, like, people are coming up with a strategy.
Oh dear Lord!
No, they're saying, guys, here's what we're gonna do. You know, we got this strategy here.
Looks like a football field.
Exactly.
My favorite one, and I think this is the one. There's this
then
one.
Then the rock throwers will throw pebbles at the invisible resistance.
There's one. There's one that talks about getting permission slips for people who are underage. No, I'm serious.
Get
a permission slip signed by your parents. No, but then there's this other one.
Oh, wait. Hold on. You know what Area 51 and the G-Spot have in common? All these guys talking about what they're going to do, but it could never find it. Yes. Oh, that's great.
Exactly. It's all these weebles that are...
These weeble wobbles.
No, so there's one that said, the game plan, guys, and it has, it's based off of your horoscope.
Oh, dear Lord.
So if you're Sagittarius, I'm trying to find it right now. Hold on. This freaking thing cracked me up, dude.
Oh, my God. But all right, while you're looking, right, but come on, guys. What?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
So here we are. They have it color-coded based on your... No, wait, hold on. But then they show this right here, right? Pisces will infiltrate from the back, have an advantage of being underestimated, which will allow them to get in and escape safely. Can easily break in. Yeah, exactly.
And for your alien friend.
No, hold on.
Cancer.
Aquarius. What does it say? Read it, Tim.
Our secret weapons, able to communicate with aliens and possibly already inside Area 51, get shot scatter if things go bad.
Hey, Jerry, what are you?
Aquarius.
I'm a Cancer.
What are you going to do, Tim?
I'm going to fuel and feed Taurus Wall as well as acting as team. Wow, they can't write for shit.
Fuels and feeds Taurus Wall as well as acting as team to make sure everyone has a ride to Area 51 and back. Please RSVP your spot so we know how many are needed.
We know how many cars to get rigged, guys.
Oh, I'm taking your truck.
Exactly. Let's see. What is my role? Come from side angle and give direction. Can't be stopped once they get going. So the area needs to be clear around them as they bulldoze any opposition.
Yeah, right.
I think I have the best one. I'm going to be bulldozing.
Come at me, bro.
Keep going.
All right. Which one are you, Heidi?
Virgo, and I didn't see it, right, so I don't think
here.
I have.
It's here.
Nobody cares.
For sure here. Here we go.
Keep frontal assault team on
That's
track.
That's perfect. Keep frontal.
Keep okay. frontal assault team on track. Our goal is to get inside, not hurt anyone.
Yes.
Already proficient at giving it direction and cleaning up others' messes. Right. So
that's like actually perfect.
So this
for
is
you.
Perfect for them.
It's perfect for you.
Oh my God! That's I think the funniest thing that I found. I saw videos of people giving directions on how to do the Naruto run. You guys know what the Naruto run?
No, I gotta see this.
All right, anybody know? Okay, so the Naruto run is basically based off of what is it? Is it
Japanese anime or something?
Here it is, guys. Here's the Naruto run. That's just it.
Yeah.
You run
with your arms.
With your eyes behind your head. Look at this right here. It's anime. And right here, this girl's
giving tutorials on YouTube on how to do
instructions on how to do.
And then extend your arms to 30 degrees.
30 degrees.
30 degrees. And then you start running.
The anime trope became a running joke because of how prominent it was in the show, how ridiculous it looked, and the people who seriously ran like this.
Wait, I've seen you run like that, Nelson.
Exactly.
Well, more than 900 people said they were attending.
So this is actually an event that happened that they planned and said, we're going to do a Naruto run. And it was a joke also.
Yeah.
And a ton of people showed up. So this is what they're saying is that this Area 51 thing, a lot of people are going to eventually show up.
I'm sure it was a joke. I'm sure this thing started off as a joke.
It did.
Sure. And then this is how I see it. People like us were sitting there, oh, you know how you could probably mess with people? Hey, I'm going to create an event that says we're going to storm Area 51 and watch how many people we can get. right? Oh, and it probably started as a joke like that. I was just saying, you know what? This is how people are sheeple, right?
So, this is why I like your term, Tim. This is Darwinism, man.
This is Darwinism's greatest
survival of the fittest.
We need to work out some sort of deal with Procter & Gamble. What? We can get a shit ton of Tide Pods and just hand them out.
I mean, you might as well, while you're at it, give them some Tide Pods. Give them some, what were they drinking? Piss and deep throat and cucumbers. Let's put everything together at Area 51 and see what happens.
Give them some ice cream they can lick.
Yeah, if they come back alive, you could be part of society. But if you die from the military or poisoning or the heat, you die.
I wonder if the military needs some help. Maybe we can volunteer on the military side and just be like,
I want to watch.
I really want to go just to watch people flop like dead fish when they get shot. Like,
I want to go and see this. I want to have popcorn, my drink, and I'd like to be just watch on the military side of it. Sit there.
I'll watch the videos afterwards.
So there's this guy. He says he's an active duty member. Yeah, and this is probably not true, but again, it's another meme. He says, guys, I'm an active duty member. If I called in to help out with this, you know, to stop the crowds, he says, I'll leave the back door open. And so then somebody responds to his tweet, and they post a picture of, do you remember that scene where Spider-Man is being carried? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, move out of the way. We have a hero here among us. So that's what basically they're calling him. He's a hero. He was going to let people in.
Idiot.
Anyways. Look, Lord. Again.
Don't do it.
Here's what we're...
I want you to go. No. I want you to go and live tweet.
Survival of the fiend.
Yeah.
The official salty stance on this is do not go.
No, that's the official PSA.
But if you do go, make sure you live stream this.
Please. Yes. And when you drop that phone and it goes blank, we're going to be like, oh, another one off the books.
And to the military, I say just freaking open fire, man.
Yes.
Come on.
Carpet bombing.
Another one bites the dust. You know,
try to deter as much as you can, but don't let them breach. Do not let these cretins breach, man. You cannot.
Hold the perimeter. Hold the perimeter.
Hold the line.
No,
man.
You know what I would do? I would unleash an alien on them. Terrorize the shit out of them.
They have to have some sort of like alien tech there, right? They just release some sort of...
They have enough time to come up with some sort of mechanical creature.
It'd be like Star Wars. Like,
What is that Men in Black, the mind eraser thing? And they just flash a bunch of people from there and they're like, why are we here?
Where's my Tide Pod?
Exactly.
Dude, I really don't. I really want to see them mess with them and just like unleash like alien looking things and be like, oh my God, it's the attack of the aliens.
They
it's
have
like
those DARPA
robots now. Those cheetahs and stuff.
What are those things called in Star Wars? You know, the walkers? They're called walkers, right?
The AT.
I forget
walkers.
What they're called.
All right, I would get a bunch of those things and just be like, pew, pew, pew. And just like fire, just like, pew, 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 pew.
I can see Tim's on top of the thing going pew 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 pew.
No, look, here's my thing is right here.
I'd actually make the noise pew 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 pew.
Exactly.
No, I think this event is where you're gonna separate the wheat from the chaff, man. This is
we're gonna see who can run fastest when they start shooting.
Oh, God.
But here's the deal. Guys, if you do get in and can take some aliens with you, be careful.
Of anal probing.
Just be careful.
Don't rape the aliens or don't let them rape you.
I mean, I wouldn't mess with an alien because here's the thing. I don't think they're friendly. I'm just going to throw that one out there. They think about like when you're in the jungle and you run into a lion or a tiger and you go to pet it. What are they going to do?
Why would you do that?
People do that.
There he was walking in the jungle. Tiger.
And then I took a selfie.
You know, how many there's people that have done that and they've gotten bit and they've gotten.
It serves them right.
Well, look at Siegfried and Roy. They tried training a tiger and the damn thing bit him. So I'm just going to throw it out there. An alien, you don't know what it is. I'm pretty sure it's not friendly. You know, throw that one out there. So,
haven't you ever seen E.T.? You don't know. Oh my God! You're talking about. No,
I've seen. Wait,
hold on, Heidi. How do you look?
I've seen Men in Black.
E.T. Phone's home.
But I've also seen the movie Aliens.
Oh yeah,
I haven't. So,
And there's more aliens than there were.
That you're talking about Predator.
Alien versus Predator. Yes. Why are you moving your eyes? You sick fuck. All right. Anyway. So if you do go, please stream it and tag the Salty Show, please. Hashtag the Salty Show.
Do not go.
But if you do go, stream it. All right.
We want to see what happens.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, so here's a topic that I want to talk about because it's all over the news right now. Everybody is losing their minds. The new CNN, MSNBC, all the liberal news. They are saying this is racist. You know, Trump is racist. This is official racist now.
But haven't they been saying that for the last two and a half
exactly.
Half
so
years.
Let me ask you this question before you get into this.
Yeah.
So obviously, I mean, you announced in the beginning that he talked about, you know, the twat squad being minorities and go back to your country and everything, right?
Yeah.
She's confused.
How many of them are actually from other countries? It's just like
Ilhan
Omar. Somalia.
That's the only one, right?
Yeah.
The other one's Jenny from the block.
Yeah.
You know, from the Bronx.
Yeah, the other three are from here.
Okay, yeah. I just wanted to make sure because I saw that, I was I get what you're saying.
So here, let me set it up because that way people know what we're talking about. We're talking about the tweet that freaking rocked the world apparently this week, and everybody again is going hysterical over it. So what happened? So Trump tweeted, and I'm gonna read his tweet because that way there's some context to this. So this is what Trump said that set everybody off. And they're calling him the next Hitler.
Wait. Is it just one tweet, or is it like a series of tweets?
So it was a series of tweets, but it was basically because you know how there's a limit on the number of characters that you can put.
No,
on a
I
tweet?
Don't use Twitter.
So there's a limit on the number of characters. Right. So there was three tweets, but it's basically they're one
a continuation.
Exactly. Okay. So I'm going to read the whole thing, and then please help me identify where the racist statement is. Okay,
it's one of the funniest things.
So here's what he said. So interesting to see progressive Democrat congresswomen who originally came from countries whose governments are a complete and total catastrophe, the worst, most corrupt and inept anywhere in the world, if they even have a functional government at all, now loudly and viciously telling the people of the United States, the greatest and most powerful nation on earth, how our government is to be run. Why don't they go back and help fix the total broken and crime-infested place from which they came, then come back and show us how it's done? These places need your help badly. You can't leave fast enough. I'm sure that Nancy Pelosi would be very happy to quickly work out free travel arrangements.
That was actually might have been the best part of the tweet.
Look, for anybody who supports Trump, this is music to our ears. We are like, yes, because this is what we've been saying. You know, you hate this country. Go back to where you came from and fix that now.
Go to a place that you're fantasizing is this wonderland.
Right.
They can't go. Shit.
Now. So, but again, Tim, now if I play you CNN's. They wall to wall coverage.
Yeah, this is disgusting.
Wall to wall. This is the new wave of racism. But basically, what he's saying is that Trump is sending a message to all racist white people out there, telling them, "Hey, I'm on your side." And basically, this
what?
Now, exactly, they're reading into his tweets. Meanwhile, all he said is, "Go back to your countries," but the news media is leaving out the rest of the tweet. What was the rest of the tweet? He said,
Go back and fix it.
Then come back.
And tell us how you fixed it.
And tell us how to do it.
If this is so bad.
And Nancy's going to set up some travel arrangements for you. Now, the Democrats, they control the House, right?
Uh-huh.
They control. Now, they pass some freaking thing that basically condemned Trump's racist statements. Dude, they had this whole drama
They're imploding.
It was insane. So the one thing that you got to understand about Trump, and this is what I love about this guy, dude, is that he's clear. There's never any doubt on, I wonder what this guy's thinking. Mm. I wonder what but again, it goes down to that 4B scuba chess.
Underwater
now,
scuba.
Here's what Trump does. Trump is good at throwing gasoline at a fire. He gets them riled up. And it's evident on that video that I'm going to show you guys of this girl who's just completely losing her mind at Aurora, Colorado. So what does Trump do? On the one hand, he's keeping their attention drawn to his tweets. And with the other, he is signing executive order to rein in the loopholes found in the current asylum application process.
Go Trump.
Yes, exactly. And they're all too busy hyperventilating over his tweets. He makes massive immigration reform while the media is busy trying to determine what he ate for lunch based on the smell of his last tweets. The dude is a genius. Trump knew it was borderline crazy trying to tell minority congresswomen that they should go back to their country. But he didn't tweet just that. And as I mentioned, he mentioned, you know, go there and then come back, right? But he also understands the tactics that are required to win. He knows that no publicity is bad publicity. And so he will make every attempt he can to dominate the news cycle. Think about it. While there are about 20 Democrats running for office today, the name Trump is on everyone's lips. This dude has got the bull media by the horns, right? And so my message to the Alex P. Keaton type Republicans that are stuck in their old establishment way of doing things, methods that have them had them losing for election after election, year after year. My advice is this: take a back seat and jot down some notes on how elections are won from one of the greatest masterminds in this 4D underwater chess game, the man that beat everyone and shocked the world in 2016, Donald J. Trump. The Democratic Party is tearing off their clothes. They're tearing off their clothes and they're screaming blasphemy. They're like, oh my God, sound the alarms. We have a racist in the White House. And so, but that's not what he said, right? I offered the clarity. He said, go there, come back, right? So my question is, where is the racist comment? There is no racist comment.
So I guess my question would be, how many of our congresswomen?
They're congresspeople.
Representatives?
Yes.
Are from foreign countries.
Well, if you look at the four specifically related to it, you got one.
One out of the four.
Well, I'm pretty sure all four of them were. I just saw a picture of them.
I'm going to make this other comment because... this is one thing that why I think Trump is a genius, dude, because if you remember last week what we reported, Pelosi and Nancy are having Nancy and AOC are having a tweet war.
He's
right? You remember
them against each other?
Listen. So Pelosi was trying to say, hey, there's still a side of the Democratic Party that's not crazy like the AOC types.
Right.
Right. Nancy Pelosi was trying to make a clear line between crazy and the traditional Democratic Party. But what he did today is he united them. And he united them on on one cause. And what's that cause? That the Democratic Party wants open borders. That the Democratic Party is crazy. And so I look at this and I say, Trump is a genius, dude. He has united them, and he's going to use this in the next election, and he's going to say, she didn't disavow them, you know, because these women, do you remember when whatever that congresswoman's name is, what state is she from?
Minnesota?
Is she Michigan?
No.
Michigan?
Not, is it Michigan? It might be Michigan.
Wait, she said Trump?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to impeach that motherfucker, she said. No.
I know.
And so they never condemned those comments.
No.
Ilhan Omar says Israel gets support because money, because the Benjamin's baby. She says this racist shit that has been used against Jews for a long time, and the Democratic Party can't condemn her, and so people see this, while Trump says something that's not even racist, they rush to condemn him. And they can't condemn this woman who actually said anti-Semitic things. And so this is why Trump, again, is a genius, because he's lumping them together and he's going to be able to beat them by lumping them in together.
So when you look at his tweets, right, look how many likes he gets when he puts that, right? Yep. So I was looking this up because, you know, a lot of times, because the internet web community is very vicious, right? And mm-hmm. they're the ones who put a lot of negative comments out there. So when you look at a lot of his comments, it's the negative ones. But when you look at a lot of the likes and the retweets, a lot of it's coming from people that support it, right? So he does three, and each one gets well over 130,000 people,
you know what's
right?
Crazy?
So now you're looking at, for that one statement, you have 400,000 likes,
right?
Close to 100,000 retweets.
What's crazy, Tim, and there's video evidence of this. Heidi, you can actually Google this. There's video evidence of people who've recorded Twitter, right? And so what you'll see is that Trump posts a tweet, and then you just see like after like after like, right? And then once it reaches the 67,000 to 90,000 views, it just drops.
Yeah,
it just drops. It's crazy. And then he starts climbing again, and it drops again. So Twitter is going in and literally trying to control the number of likes he's getting. Meanwhile, if you look at AOC's,
oh, it's like triple.
Yeah,
yeah,
they double, within seconds, and it's like, dude, you guys are trying to manipulate this algorithm, to make it seem. Now, but what I'm trying to get at is this: is that they're thinking that Twitter is the real world. Meanwhile, Twitter is lying to them, and this is when they're playing against themselves. Because if you look at the polls today, AOC and what's her name? Ilhan Omar. AOC is polling at 22% approval rating. Ilhan Omar is at 9% approval rating. They are low. Compared to Trump, dude, their views are unpopular. So this is why it's smart for Trump to lump them in together, yeah, and to see Nancy Pelosi, the reasonable one, come to their defense.
My God.
No, I'm serious. Yeah. Because people still look at Nancy Pelosi and like, oh, she's at least somewhat rational. Because these AOC types and this Ilhan Omar types, they are at the fringe. And now Nancy Pelosi comes to the defense, and the American people are going to see this, and they're like, no, we can't support you.
Yeah. To be honest with you, I think this freshman squad was put in there to try to disrupt him by you know, everything he says, and you have four people united. You know, they're trying to disrupt the system because this guy is winning. So they're trying to get every kind of person in there that can spew certain words that maybe can get back to their, you know, to the communities and go, hey, this guy doesn't like minorities. It's the Hispanics and blacks. And
well, they made a point to use four. Look at the pictures of the four congresswomen that they are claiming he's attacking.
There's not a single white person in there. You know what I mean?
And exactly. Like I said, they use their race and their skin color.
Absolutely.
Again, this is what I said.
Sure. Yeah,
that's what the Democratic Party has to attack the American, and then they can hide behind that, and they throw bombs.
Yeah.
They throw bombs, and they're like, you cannot criticize me.
Well, because they think...
No, you're wrong.
So they think by when he tweets that people are going to go, oh my God, we're not going to vote for him. You know what people are doing? Thank you for finally saying that.
Yes.
You hate this country so much, leave.
Okay, so...
And that's the segue.
So this is another part. So the media, obviously, the next day is like, they can't wait to interview Trump. So Trump then holds this press conference, right? And the media is then starts bombarding him with questions. And I'm going to play this video so you guys can see.
That was one of the best statements I've ever heard.
Trump basically, so they press him on this issue. Are you going to apologize? Are you going to do this? And so when starts talking, they don't let him talk. They're like, no. And then this is, Trump says, if they don't like it here, they can leave.
Yeah.
And then so the reporter is like, you know, keeps pressing him. And he's like, are you going to, you know, he's like, be quiet. Say, let me talk. You know, he's like,
good.
You know what I mean? And exactly. And so if you look at the audience who's there, aside from the media, they all start clapping. They love it. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it because they're not real. And so let me play this for you guys. That way you guys can.
But anyway.
Yeah, go ahead.
So it just cracks me up because people forget. You got a guy from New York in there.
Yeah.
People say he's not a real New Yorker. No, that's bullshit. He's born and raised in New York. He's from Queens. New Yorkers, you push on a New Yorker, they're going to fight back.
Right.
Look, if you want to have a good debate about my policies and things like that, nobody's going after policy. All they've been doing since 2016 is going, oh, he said, grab him by the pussy. Oh, he's a racist. He condoned the KKK. He never said, I grab women by the pussy. He goes, they throw themselves at you, and they'll basically let you do it. Right?
Which is true.
Right.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. Everybody knows this about groupies.
You know.
It's not made up. So what he did by doing this is he made the Democratic Party tie a bow around these four radical women.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what they did. And so now they can't escape it. Now Nancy Pelosi has come to their defense. They've condemned Trump on his quote unquote racist statements. But guess what now Trump has? He has you guys defend radical congresswoman. That one polls at 8% and the other one at 22%. Meanwhile, he's at, you know, 40 some percent, the highest for he has among Republicans, he has a 90% approval rating. Ronald Reagan.
I thought it was 94.
94. It's high in the 90s among Republicans. You got to unite your base. And so he's polling this high. You know what Reagan was polling in 84 when he was up for a reelection? And he won every single state except, I think, was it Minnesota?
I don't remember.
He won in D.C. Reagan.
Reagan was like pulling, the '70s, '80s,
84, and he was pulling at 80 some percent among Republicans, and now. And so one of the things that you got to do is you got to have your base with you. Trump has the base with him. He's got to convince those in the middle that, hey, guys, guess what? If you go to this party, mm-hmm. they are the radical party. And that is what the Democratic Party did today by coming around and putting a bow tie around these four radical women.
You know what's going to – here's it. He's got what until the election? He's got 14 months. Right? 13, 14 months before the election.
Yep.
The economy cannot tank in the next 13 months because you know what? You know what's going to get him reelected with that, or to get that middle ground vote? Is they're going to remember the economy. Next 13 months are the most crucial because those people are going to vote with their pockets. They're going to, wait a minute. Everything he's been doing, now I've got money in my pocket, getting fat. If we hit a recession right before the election, he's done. And they're calling for it. Bill Maher came out, and this pissed me off. He goes, the only way to get rid of him is we need a recession. He goes, I understand it's going to hurt some, you know, a bunch of years, but that I don't care.
Bill Maher
has said the only way to get him out. It's a quote. Look it up. I can't say it verbatim. I didn't memorize it, but basically he was saying the only way to get Trump out is by having a recession between now and the election. And he goes, unfortunately, that's going to hurt people, but I'm sorry. That's the only, you know, but he's going to be fine no matter what.
Yeah, he's rich.
What does he give a shit?
So how would we as the people create a recession?
Stop spending. Jobs start laying
right
off
now,
for the sake of laying
the Federal
off.
Reserve. If the Federal Reserve tries to tighten that and higher the interest rate, then they could slow down the economy. So I want to mention one more thing. I follow Ben Shapiro. I like Ben Shapiro. Ben Shapiro is witty. He's very smart.
Yes, he is.
But here's one thing that on this issue, when Trump, this whole tweet storm that just happened. I saw his latest podcast, and Ben Shapiro is criticizing Trump for injecting himself in this what he calls infighting among the Democrats, because that's what they were doing. Pelosi and AOC were going at it, right? AOC went to the point of calling Pelosi racist, right? And so Shapiro's message is this: let them fight, let them destroy each other, okay? But here, and again, I respect this guy, but I think he's completely wrong. And I think he's wrong because he doesn't understand that.
Shapiro.
Yeah. I think he doesn't understand. Now you got to understand, Shapiro was a never Trumper.
Yes, he was. Yeah.
Shapiro didn't vote for Trump. And so, and so he calculated this very, very wrong. And this is, that's why I call him one of the, he's an Alex P. Keaton type of Republican.
Okay.
He's a goody two shoe. He's played by the rules. Meanwhile, the other team does not play by the rules.
I think it's very conservative, and he definitely has admitted that he did not like Trump.
Right.
I don't even know if he likes Trump now.
He's going to vote party line,
though. No. Here's one thing. Uh-huh. So in this tweet, and I want to address this is because it's funny. He made an analogy. You guys know who Leroy Jenkins is?
Leroy Jenkins.
So wait, hold on. So I didn't know who Leroy Jenkins was. Now, Leroy Jenkins apparently is in World of Warcraft. This was this guy who goes in and storms it. Did you guys see?
That's the only thing I've heard. Yeah.
So let me show you this video, okay? Because this
video
is funny. So Ben Shapiro equates Trump to Leroy Jenkins. Meanwhile, while the Republicans are strategizing on what to do, here comes Trump, and he's like, okay, so
He
just runs right in, right?
Leroy Jenkins!
Okay, hold on. So I'm going to show you guys this video because I don't think Heidi has seen it, but just for this. So this is World of Warcraft. Now, these guys are strategizing on how to win the strategy. Meanwhile, here's Leroy Jenkins, right? He's the character here. It's now, they're all saying, hey, we've had trouble with these eggs here. We need to figure out how we're going to beat them. Apparently, they've been here many times before. Okay, and now they have this new character here, Leroy Jenkins. Now, I want you to watch this because this is hilarious.
Can we bypass him?
I think Leroy needs something from this guy.
Oh, he needs those devout shoulders. Isn't he a paladin?
Yeah, but that'll help him heal better. He'll have more mana.
Christ. Okay, well, what we'll do, I'll run in first, gather all the eggs, and kind of just, you know, blast them all down with AOE. I will use Intimidating Shout to kind of scatter them so we don't have to fight a whole bunch of them at once. When my shout's done, I'll need Anthony to come in and drop his shout too.
By the way, Leroy Jenkins is somewhere taking a break or something.
He's not even listening.
Bass, of course, need to run in and do the same thing. We're going to need Divine Intervention on our mages so they can AE so we can, of course, get them down fast because we're bringing all these guys. I mean, we'll be in trouble if we don't take them down quick. I think it's a pretty good plan. We should be able to pull it off this time. What do you think, Abdul? Can you give me a number crunch real quick?
Yeah, give me a sec.
This is GG.
I'm coming up with 32.33 repeating, of course, percentage.
What a bunch of nerds.
Yeah, yeah.
Nerds!
Here comes Leroy. This is Leroy. Listen.
Oh my god, he just ran in. Save
him! Oh, just stick it clean!
Stick to the pledge!
Let's go, let's go. Stick to the pledge,
Stick to the pledge. Oh,
fuck. So let me tell you something. The reason why I can laugh at this...
I can't move.
Leroy!
Alright,
so Leroy Jenkins gets everybody killed in this game. So this...
Okay. Leroy!
This is genius, right? Okay, so
he's officially, by the way, made it into the Urban Dictionary.
Yes.
Look at Herbie.
It's great. Leroy gets everybody killed, right? He doesn't wait for no plan. He doesn't care for anybody. What happens to anybody? He wants his name out there.
So the reason why I can laugh at this, because when I used to play like Battlefield and all that with my buddies, and they'd all, you know, like some of my friends, because they're military, they're all strategizers, right? So I'll get in the tank, I'm driving the tank, and I just zoom right into
you're like Timmy two times,
and they're like, dude, come on, man, you're getting us killed. But I'm like, I want to play the game. Hey, fuck the plan. Right. Let's just go in.
So let me finish my point on this. So I saw Ben Shapiro's podcast, right? So Ben Shapiro says that Donald Trump is a Leroy Jenkins because he while everybody's out killing themselves, Trump goes in and he's like, guys, I got this, all right? But here's my point on this. I think Trump is smart on this because he's trying to make the Democrats join forces so that they draw clear lines in the sand. Because at the end of the day, he can point at them and say, you didn't disavow the crazies in your ranks. On one side is vitriol and hate with the Democrats and lunacy. And on the other side, there is love of country and sovereignty and respect for the rule of law. Guys like Shapiro remind me of the European-style fights that at the turn of the 18th century, where they would just stand shoulder to shoulder and fire muskets at each other until one side lost. The American Revolution used guerrilla-type warfare-style tactics. They used whatever military tactics were required to win. Ambushes, sabotage, raids, hit and run. And that's how the American Revolution was won. Every single citizen had guns. Do you have a gun? Can you fight? And you know, obviously they took that from wars with the Indian War and the French and American War. They got these tactics and they got the help from these guys. And so this is why I look and I tell, again, I'm going to say it, Alex P. Keaton type Republicans, take a backseat, guys. You guys didn't win this election. Trump could have ran as an independent and he would have won. And so he takes the Republican name because that's closest to, you know, his ideals and
so let me interject, right? So what he's doing is actually it's genius. And the reason why I say he's genius, right? So what does he do? He knows how to push buttons. He's just got to say, okay, if you're going to call me I'm going to poke. Yep. I'm going to say things that people are going to take borderline. But then, like you said, he quietly signed executive orders.
Exactly.
Right? So he's getting things done. Media is doing this. He's getting things done. So now when when he's campaigning,
he can say,
look what have they done? Their community has gone worse. Right. Crime is up. But with me,
I've done this. Unemployment's at the all-time low. Minority unemployment's at an all-time low. We got jobs coming back to the U.S. What have they done? They've been running off of, I'm a racist and I don't love this country. If I didn't love this country, why am I creating jobs?
Right.
What am I, is your bank accounts fatter since I've been in? Mm-hmm. You know, am I trying to, you know, did I protect everybody that decides not to have health care to not have to pay the penalty that, by the way, California just passed, by the way, I don't know if you know that, they passed a law that said, oh, how we're going to give it, you know, we're going to pay for giving illegals insurance by taxing the people that, you know, finding the people that don't. So they're looking forward, they're I don't know if it passed California. Yet, but they're looking to pass the law that's going to penalize people for not having insurance, even though federally
again,
it's...
sanctuary cities, and this is one thing that you mentioned, Jeremy, which Trump just won a court case where the Ninth Circuit Court
of
Appeals basically said you can show preferential treatment to cities that are not, or states that are not sanctuary states, cities that are not sanctuary states, meaning you can punish these cities.
Yeah.
And you can withdraw federal funds from them.
Because you're going against the law.
Exactly.
The law says, I don't give a shit. Look, my family's from Italy. I know you're from Guatemala. Your family migrated at some point, you know, from Germany, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So my thing is, people came over legally, right? And even back in the day, back in the early 1900s, 1800, if you weren't here legally, they put you back on a boat and left, and they sent you back. Even if you came over on a boat saying, hey, I'm coming over to America, I want to be here. If you were sick, if you had disease, if you didn't fit the bill, if they found out you had a criminal record, they sent your ass back. They didn't want that shit. They didn't want that. They wanted people here that wanted to be here and work to build this country. They needed donkeys to build this country, and by damn, these immigrants did it. Mm-hmm. My families were a bunch of donkeys, and guess what? Now I get to be a big jackass because they paved the way for me to be a big jackass, right? Right.
Like and everybody else. There are no bigger jackasses than Tim.
No, but my thing is, it says clear as day in the law, illegal immigrants get deported.
Right.
Right. But when you'd say, come on in anyway, you are in direct violation of the federal law. It's not a racist thing. It's not a nationality thing. It's a rule of law. Mm-hmm. It's on the books. If somebody kills somebody, what do you say? Throw his ass in jail. You don't say, oh, he killed somebody. Nah, you know what? Yeah. He's a good guy. Well, he's protected.
If you broke the law, guess what? You're going to be separated from your child.
Right. So if you get pulled over for DUI, am I supposed to say, well, you can't throw me in jail. I have kids. You can't separate me from my
kids.
It's
bullshit. Come on. Exactly. You know, the rule of the law is the rule of the law. Yes, you can massage the rule. You can do this. You can do that. All right, cool. But give me a break. We are going way too far. Yes, what people say about immigrants and illegals and whatnot, it might not be right. That's not fair. It's not always fair to judge them all and say, oh, you're all terrorists or you're all drug dealers. These people generally want to be here. But at the end of the day, you chose to come to a place, whether they told you on TV that this is the land of the free and opportunity and they're going to welcome you with open arms or what, but you can't do it. You chose to do it. So guess what? You know what you can do? You can choose to go back. You can choose to go back and then go through the process the correct way. You chose to jump in from Guatemala all the way up. You chose. And even when you got to Mexico, they didn't want you there. Mm-hmm. So you were flying, putting up flags of different countries in this country. That is the ultimate disrespect to anybody. I don't care what side you on. If you serve this country, you serve the United States of America, and now you got people flying, taking that flag down and disrespecting it and putting up. Come on, guys. That's wrong. Yep. Try to do that in another country. You know what they're going to do? They're going to kill you. Kill you because they care about their country regardless.
But you can't do that in Mexico.
But why are you removing a flag that you are trying to stay within?
Right. If Mexico was so great,
go back.
Get the fuck out. Go back. Please go back.
And here's the funny thing. This is what I love. Oh, we welcome everyone. Try. You know why people couldn't just leave the United States of America and go somewhere else to Canada and everything? Because they have immigration laws.
Yeah.
You have to apply to go there. You can't just cross the border and be like, I'm here. They say, no, you're not Canadian. Get the fuck out. No. Right. You can't do it. You can't go to Europe and start working in these other countries unless you have a work visa, and it takes forever to get it. And if you got money, then you can probably get one.
Not even if you have money. I know somebody who was brought back here. In fact, y'all met her.
But they don't want you because they want their people to have their jobs, not somebody else to have their jobs. Because you know what? When people aren't working, then they got to pay for that shit. Come on. It's logical. Wake so the fuck up.
So I guess Tim is a build the wall type of.
I'm a logical. Do it right. Do it right. I don't care about a wall. I'd rather put a wall up over California so they don't come and ruin this state.
I agree.
Put it at that border. No, Jesus. I want a wall at California. Fuck Mexico.
Look at what happened to Colorado, man.
Fuck that. Yeah, I don't care about the wall down the border.
I saw this meme.
Put it over California.
I saw this meme.
And New Mexico. Just build Arizona around.
Were you one who sent me the meme that said, person from the future asks you, what's going on? And you're like, oh, they're building a wall.
Yeah.
And it's like, the South Wall or the North Wall? That's great.
Actually, no, that wasn't me. I thought I said you something different. Yeah, but I think you said that to me.
Well, that, you got our viewpoint on this whole thing.
You think?
Yes. Thank you for joining us. It was a lively discussion. Find us on the social media platforms.
Yes, I can. You can go to our Instagram page. I posted a really funny meme of AOC. AOC is my that's my meme game right there.
Yeah, unfortunately we had to talk about AOC today just because of the tweet wars. But
I wonder
join
if
us
she really
time.
Is a good bartender, by the way. I saw that video. She looks like she knows how to do a shake.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, no, she was really good. One handed, throwing it up there and pops it at the bottom. She was a good bartender. I'll give her that.
Yeah, well, she's got something to go back to.
She's got a skill.
Tim will sit at her bar.
Hey, you know me and bartenders. You know what I'm saying?
Tim will sit at her bar and make sure she pays for the drinks.
Hey, me and bartenders, that's my thing.
There you go, social media.
All right, folks, we'll catch you next time.
And you f***ers didn't say happy birthday to me.
By the way, happy birthday, Tim.
We sang earlier.
You don't need to sing it. You don't need to sing it.
Happy birthday to you.
You should have shut the fuck up.
Happy birthday, dear Timmy. Happy birthday to you.
Peace.
We're out. Adios.
Adios.